The first Pendolino train was expected to arrive in the Czech Republic in a blaze of glory. Known for speed and comfort, it was to open a new chapter in the history of Czech rail transport. But the Super City trains were delivered late, for which their Italian producer Alstom has paid a huge fine. And much to everyone's surprise, once here, the trains made a bad start in the Czech Republic. They've been dogged by problems, as Daniela Lazarová tells us now.
Seven Pendolinos, for which the Czech Republic paid Alstom of Italy 4.4 billion crowns, that's almost $200 million, were now meant to be whizzing between Prague and Ostrava and on the Prague-Brno-Břeclav line. But in actual fact, only one is running. Four out of five had to be taken out of operation due to software problems. The sixth is being tested, while the last is still waiting for its technical certificate. All in all, a poor show and a major humiliation for Transport Minister Milan Szymonowski, especially when it emerged that the Czech side had signed a highly disadvantageous contract, which did not allow it to penalise Alstom properly for the million crown losses incurred.
I shall ask the company chairman to investigate the circumstances which led to the signing of such a contract, and consider whether someone should not bear responsibility for it. This sort of thing must never happen again.
Last week, the minister said that if Alstom was not able to fix the technical problems and have all trains running reliably within a fortnight, the Czech side would revoke the contract, return the Pendolinos, and ask for its money back. The European head of Alstom, Terence Watson, said a team of experts had detected the software problem, and he promised that all would be in order by the end of the month. In the meantime, Czech Railways, which has replaced the four Pendolinos with regular trains on both tracks, can only hope that Alstom will deliver on its promise. And in order to find out just where it stands legally, it has asked the Deloitte & Touche agency to look into the purchasing contract and ascertain how much of its losses can be covered by the penalty clause. As for the Pendolino, its reputation has suffered a bad blow, and Czech Railways is now trying to entice clients with special discounts, which will remain in force some time after all seven trains are, hopefully, back on track.
Daniela Lazarová, and of course you're listening to Radio Prague, where it's now time for the latest.